Be with you. Welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. Great to see all of you today. We pray God's blessings on our time together. Today, November 1st, All Saints Day. Last night, the city, the state, the world, lots of little goons and goblins making fun of death on Halloween. Today, here we have a chance to let God teach us what death is all about, but more importantly, what life is all about and where that life comes from. And that life comes from in and through the bloody death and glorious resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus. We pray God's blessings on our time together as we hear His word and receive His gifts. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn is number 517, "By All Your Saints in Warfare." We sing this hymn all the time on Wednesday nights, not so much on Sunday mornings. So just to point out, there are, 30-some verses to this hymn. We're not going to sing all of them. But we'll sing verses 1, 4, because 4 is the designated verse for All Saints Day, 1, 4, and 3. And we'll all stand on verse 3 because it's a Trinitarian verse. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 3, page 184 and following. Page 184 and following. Propers for the day are on the inside of the bulletin. Readings are on the back cover. Our focus will be on the epistle lesson from 1 John, and a brief outline of the service is on the edge. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the certainty of your word. Your word that teaches us we have nothing to fear, not even death itself. How can we know for sure? Because of you, your love, your Son, his life, death, and resurrection, your holy and precious word, preached into our ears, fed into our mouths, washed over us in holy baptism, which gives us certainty and drives away our fear. Heavenly Father, today, fill us with hope. Not hope as the world gives, but hope that comes from you and your word. Lord God, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen, to give us hope and life, forgiveness and salvation. Amen. Amen. Hymn 517, verses 1, 4, and 3.
and sing to God the Spirit, eternal three in one. Till all your ransom number
fall down before the throne, ascribing power and glory and praise to God alone.
Divine Service Setting 3, page 184, page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgression unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment.
I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead, by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together our introit.
These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness,
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that together with them we may come to the unspeakable joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The first reading for the Feast of All Saints is from the Revelation to St. John, chapter 7. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. We speak together the appointed gradual as found in the bulletin. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. The epistle is from 1 John chapter 3. "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Alleluia and the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel, according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten from not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Please be seated as we sing our hymn of the day, 676, Behold a Host Arrayed in White, 676.
peace,
love, and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this morning, this All Saints Day, the epistle reading, 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, especially verse 3, and everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, last night, Halloween. It's always kind of fun when All Saints Day actually falls on November 1, All Saints Day. We have memories, fresh memories of All Saints or Hallows Eve. That's where we get the name Halloween. We have those memories fresh in our mind. This year was a little bit different than other years with regard to trick-or-treaters coming to the door. Some years we get a lot. Some years we have hardly any. This year, believe it or not, it was amazing. 10 o'clock, they're still ringing the doorbell. Almost ran out of candy. Very sad indeed. There was one young man who came to the door, rang the doorbell, and he just stood there. He didn't say anything. He is dressed in black from head to toe. And he has a black mask on. You can just barely see his eyes. And I said, "Can I help you?" And he just stood there with his sack. Well, I'm a little stubborn when it comes to trick-or-treaters. And I said, "What do you want?" And he said, "Candy." And I said, "Wrong answer." Finally, he figured it out. "Trick or treat," he said. So I reached my big sanitized paw into the candy barrel and threw it in his sack. And I looked at him and I said, "What are you supposed to be?" And he looked at me and he said, "Death." And I looked at him and I said, "I'm not afraid of you." He goes, "What?" And I said, "You don't fear me." And then he said, "Says who? Says who?" "Well, says me." Think about our world. Think about our world today. That brief exchange sums up pretty much everything. You make a comment, doesn't matter what the comment's about. You make a comment, an opinion, fact, doesn't matter. You make a comment, and the reaction from the other person, whether in word or facial expression or social media post, is basically, "Says who? By what authority are you saying what you are saying?" Sums up our world perfectly. Says who? My friends, today we are here on All Saints Day, a day when we remember and give thanks for those who have lived and died in the faith, those who have gone before us. Not someone that, you know, put a lot of money in the collection plate and the church put a plaque up on the wall. Not somebody who the church says, "Well, maybe they did a miracle, so they're worthy of some special honor." No, we're going by the biblical definition of what a saint is. Someone who has been holied by God. Someone who believes in the death and resurrection of Jesus. That's a saint. You're a saint. Baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus. You are a saint. And when a saint dies in the faith, we give thanks to God, not only for the gift of faith, but for keeping them in the faith. Our authority as saints is the Word of God. The Bible, the Word of God is our authority. Says who? Says God. Says who? Says the Bible, the very Word of God. And so today we come into God's house. Might make you a little nervous because we're talking about death. We try to avoid that talk at all costs, don't we? I boldly told that young man, whether he got it or not, I have no fear of you. And I wasn't just talking about him. I was talking about what he represented, death. My friends, you, dear saints in Jesus Christ, have nothing to fear when it comes to death. Nothing. Why? Says who? Says God, says his word. God created this world and everything in it to live forever. God is a God of life, not a God of death. When Adam and Eve brought sin into this world and all the consequences of sin, consequences that are with us every day, God didn't let them sit back in their worry and fear. God gave them a word to drive away their fear, a word to give them hope, a promise of a Savior. That Savior, God in the flesh, born of a woman, born under the law. Jesus Christ, born for you and for me and for the life of the world. Jesus Christ, born holy and perfect, and lives a holy and perfect life. Remember, everything Jesus does, he does for you. Jesus didn't have to die because he didn't sin. Jesus takes your sin into himself and onto himself all the way to Calvary's cross. He becomes your substitute. He dies the death you deserve. His stone-cold body was placed in a tomb. And 3 days later, when death seems to have won, Jesus rises from the dead, never to die again. Death has been conquered once and for all. Says who? Says Jesus, by his bloody death and glorious resurrection. His resurrection has absolved the whole world. And now God delivers the deliverance won on Good Friday and Easter to you in the baptismal font. See how great the love of God is for you. He has lavished his love upon you in the waters of holy baptism. He has robed you in the robe of Christ's righteousness. He says, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. You're my son. You're my daughter. You're in my hand and nothing can snatch you out. Fear not. This is God's word to you, his children, his beloved saints. He knows that this world that we live in is full of trials and temptations. The consequences of sin are all around us. He knows the hurt and the pain and the suffering and the sorrow. And he promises that he will be with us, just like we sang last week. He won't be leaving us as orphans. But Christ alone, when the dust has settled, stands on the plain victorious for his church, for his saints, for you, to strengthen you as we live day by day as His saints. He gives us His word. When doubts and worries and fears assail you, we turn to His word. The world has one message: fear, panic, worry, destruction. God's saints, you and me, we don't fall for the lies of the world. God gives us His word. And when the message of God's word stands in opposition to the message of the world, we laugh at it. We laugh at it. And when the world laughs at us, we know that we are standing on the truth of God's word, the truth that is guaranteed by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Says who? Says Jesus, resurrected from the dead. My friends, today, in the midst of all kinds of tension and turmoil, 2 days away from the most important election in the history of the world, there is lots of fear and anxiety and worry. We don't know who to believe. We don't know who to trust. Says who? We don't know. We don't know what authority to listen to or to believe. My friends, when we are enamored with the ways of the world, we become full of fear, paralyzed in our fear. We need to be reminded that God promises He will not leave us alone as orphans. He has given us His word. Says who? Says God. And on our knees, begging for guidance, discernment, and forgiveness, on our knees, we are in God's word, knowing what to believe and who to believe. It was in the middle of the 3rd century. A massive pandemic struck the Roman Empire. 13 years long it lasted, specifically 249 to 262 AD. Historians look back at this epidemic and see that many of the characteristics of this particular illness, very similar to the Ebola outbreak that happened in our world just a few years ago. In the Roman Empire, the mortality rate was near 50%. Can you imagine that? Think of all the people you know, and then half of them are dead. Half. At one point during this pandemic, there were 5,000 deaths a day in the city of Rome. Staggering. Science fiction movie kind of numbers, but this is real, documented history. It really happened in real time and in real place. What did the Christian church do? Well, there were some who cowered in fear and waited for death to show up. But the church father Cyprian teaches us that the vast majority of Christians did not cower in fear. They faced this pandemic with boldness and courage. They looked at it as an attack from Satan to try to drive them away from God's word and the holy sacraments. They faced this pandemic with courage, believing everything that we've talked about today. That when we die, we go to heaven. And on the last day, Christ comes back and will raise up our dead bodies. And in our flesh, we will see God. They prayed like they had never prayed before. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. And while they were laughing at death, they did not forsake their brothers and sisters in Christ with regard to human needs. No, they couldn't control the pandemic, and they knew it. So they went to work. Brothers and sisters in Christ, what did they do? They took care of the sick. They buried the dead. They fed the hungry. They took orphans and widows into their home. They lived not in fear, but they lived as Christians. They didn't stop going to church. In fact, they knew that hearing God's word and receiving Christ's body and blood was the strength that they needed as they lived their life. As they lived their life with courage in the face of death. My friends, when I hear about these saints who have gone before us, I am filled with admiration and joy and shame all at the same time. I have not faced the situation around us with courage. I have not stormed the nursing home door when I knew I should have, to bring Christ's body and blood to someone who was minutes away from going to heaven. I cowered in fear. My friends, as we look back over the last 6 months and wonder what the next 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years will bring to us, we don't know. We literally don't know. So, what do we believe? Who do we trust? Says who? Well, I suppose you can listen to Dr. Fauci or Dr. Atlas. Take your pick. You can listen to Fox News or CNN. Take your pick. You can listen to the governor or the mayor. Take your pick. You can listen to the R's or the D's. Time's running out. Take your pick. My friends, it may seem like everything is new with regard to the divisions and turmoil, but there is nothing new under the sun, says who? Says God in His Word. There will always be different opinions, different voices, and fake news, and you won't know who's telling the truth and who's fake. There's only one way, dear saint, that you can know that you are being told the truth. And that is God in His Word. Everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as he is pure. What do you hope for? What do you hope for? That the election goes your way on Tuesday? What do you hope for? A vaccine that'll make all the problems go away? What do you hope for? A return to normalcy? What do you hope for? Another stimulus check? What do you hope for? My friends, the world doesn't understand what makes God's saints tick. The world doesn't understand our authority. Says who? Says God. God's word gives us hope. Whoever is elected on Tuesday, God's word gives us hope. Whether the pandemic is over or lasts 13 years, God's word gives us hope in the midst and in the face of death. Why? Because Christ is risen from the dead for you. Because your sins are forgiven and your name is written in the book of life. Therefore, Romans 5, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And this hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. My friends, God's love has been poured into your heart through the Holy Spirit who has been given to you. Do not lose hope. Cling to the words of God. When you wonder who to believe, just ask yourself. Says who? Says God in his word. Cling to his word. Cling to his promise. Cling to the hope that only God can deliver. And he delivers it through the forgiveness of sins for all of our false hopes, for all of our needless fears, the forgiveness of sins for you, dear saint, earned by Jesus. May that hope be yours today and tomorrow and forever. Amen. Now may the peace of God, who far surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, and especially our worries and fears in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. God gives us a new heart, a clean heart, a forgiven heart, a heart that clings to the word and promises of God. We stand and sing the offertory, page 192.
Away from life.
This time we remember those who have faithfully departed Good Shepherd's congregation the past year and entered into the joy and peace and comfort that comes from Christ, world without end. In joyful expectation of the resurrection to life eternal, we remember before the Lord our departed family and friends who have gone before us in faith, and all those who are in our hearts and minds on this day. Ralph Harper, Lois Herpelsheimer, Gerald Gerdes, Norma Muth, Marge Kelly, Leola Cranky, Daryl Travis, let us pray. Almighty God, we remember with thanksgiving those who loved and served you in your church on earth and who now rest from their labors. Keep us in fellowship with all your saints and bring us at last to the joy of your heavenly kingdom through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Standing with the great multitude of saints before the throne of God and the Lamb, let us join in prayer, praise, and thanksgiving to the God of our salvation, responding, "Hear our prayer." Mighty and eternal God, we remember before you the saints and martyrs of every generation who trusted in you in the face of terror and threat. Grant that when facing persecution and trial in our own day, we may be steadfast in faith. Deliver those whom you have washed in baptism, granting the new life that death cannot overcome. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Mighty and eternal God, you established the church and have granted her your aid and protection through these many years. Continue to pour out upon us your spirit and grace that we may accomplish your bidding and proclaim your saving name to every corner of the earth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Mighty and eternal God, we give you thanks for all the faithful pastors who have spoken to us your word and the church workers who have served us in your name. Grant that we may continue to receive the ministry of word and sacrament with willing ears and open hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Mighty and eternal God, we beg your grace that our lives may be ordered by your commands, and we ask you to bless those who govern us in your name. Bless our president, the Congress, our governor, the legislature, and all local officials, that pursuing the path of justice, they may act with humility and honor for the good of all people. Give wisdom to all those who vote this week, and bless the election's results, that our nation may elect our leaders peacefully and orderly. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Mighty and eternal God, we rejoice that you have rescued us from the power of death and raised us in Christ to dwell with him in everlasting life. Give to those who grieve the comfort of the promise of the resurrection of the dead and eternal life, and bestow your peace upon the dying, that they may fall asleep here and awaken in your glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Mighty and eternal God, you have made us your children, and you continue to guard us as your own possession. According to your will, give healing to the sick, calm to the troubled in mind, and patience to those facing sorrow and struggle.
Give health and peace to our nation. Hear us especially on behalf of those in our own midst dealing with difficulty, including Barb, Pastor Russert, Marta, Kelly, Daryl, Mildred, Jim, Lynn, John, Char, Andrea, Lynette, Jesse, Irma, Marvin, Gary, Lena, Vicar's mother-in-law, Lynn, and all others whom we name in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Mighty and eternal God, show forth your kindness to the poor and your compassion to those who suffer injustice. Deliver us from the scourge of racism and prejudice, and help us to acknowledge our common life from your creative power and our common redemption in Christ our Savior. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit as one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Our service continues with the service of the sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right
to do. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. In the communion of all your saints, gathered into the one body of your Son, you have surrounded us with so great a cloud of witnesses that we, encouraged by their faith and strengthened by their fellowship, may run with perseverance the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy,
holy
Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Thank you. Come to the Lord's feet. The body of Christ.
Unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We sing the common doxology.
Praise God, the Lord, blessed be His holy name.
seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. If you can get the Good Shepherd news and notes on the way in, please check that out. All the activities and events in the days and weeks ahead are there. We have our schedule for Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve. All of our special services in December are in today's news and notes, so that should be helpful for many folks. Thanks to everybody who pitched in for our congregational work day outside yesterday. Didn't see you there, Vicar. We have to talk about that. You know why I didn't see him there? Yeah, I wasn't there either. But I did send my wife. I did send my wife. And she said there was a great turnout. So thanks to everybody that pitched in that way. Our mission for the month of November is the St. Philip Mission Society in South Africa. This was Pastor Murundi's major project when he was here. He'd been to South Africa. It is a growing Lutheran church there and a seminary as well. And so if you'd like to help out in that respect, our mission giving has been really, really, really great since we started doing the monthly emphasis here in the congregation, making envelopes available and all that. So just want to encourage you on that. Great way for that word of God to go to the four corners of the earth. We continue our Bible study in the fellowship hall. You're all invited. Notice that the tables are separated, social distancing row down the middle. Continuing our look at Lutheran worship and the divine service as God's word, the Bible, teaches it to us. We'll dismiss from the back to the front, and if you want to stick around and visit, just slide outside. It's a pretty nice day today, and then we'll be respectful of everybody else's space. What's going on tonight, Pastor?
At 7 o'clock, we'll have Bible study at the Nebraska District Office in Seward, and so plan on that.
Okay, all right. I think that's all. Have a great day and week, and hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.